This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All eyes in Florida today are on Hurricane Irma, including those in Tampa, St. Pete, which hasn't seen a hurricane like this in almost 100 years, way back before there were 4 million people living there. Daryl Fears' piece in The Washington Post is titled Tampa Bay's Coming Storm. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
That is a stunning figure that the World Bank says Tampa Bay in the United States is one of the top 10 most at-risk cities for hurricane damage.
It was a surprising find during the reporting. All of that, everything I found about the risk that Tampa Bay faces was a bit surprising because I'm from Tampa Bay.
Oh, man. And you had no idea.
I had no idea.
Well, I mean, then you know the next series of questions I'm going to ask you, which is they're at risk, and yet they keep on building on the waterline, on the waterfront, with basically no mitigation.
Very little mitigation. They've just started to do that. A lot of the wetlands are gone. They dredged up muck from the bottom of the bay and created islands and extended land and built on that. There are high-rises even in sleepy downtown St. Petersburg now. And Tampa is just, I mean, you've seen it. It's a little Miami. That creates a huge amount of risk.
What are the forecasts for if and when a big storm hits Tampa? And we're not even talking about Irma here. It could be anything.
It could be anything, but the big problem with this hurricane and with Tampa, St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay is sea level rise. And sea level rise is not a big deal in and of itself because it's just creepy. It takes so long to build. But when you add wind and you add surge, that creates a wave, just a wall of water. Tampa Bay is a very shallow bay. It's like it's no deeper than 20 feet in the middle of the thing. And so when you get a big blow of wind, it just pushes the water on land.
The other thing that you point out in this piece is that, I guess partly because it's such a shallow bay, the floodwaters, when they come, are sticking around longer.
The floodwaters just stay. Not only that, because they haven't paid enough attention to resilience until recently, the drainage isn't all that great. The water stays in the pipes longer, and barnacles and a bunch of gunk gets in there, and the water can't drain properly, and so it just sticks around in the streets, or it'll stay in your home. And if there's a bunch of flooding as a result of this storm, it's just going to stay there.
Has to be said, though, that for all the building that's happening and all the real estate deals that are happening in that area, there are some people trying to make folks pay attention.
Oh, there are, and they are creating some awareness there, and I think that they're going to get on the ball with this, but it takes a lot to ramp up resilience to climate change. It takes a great deal of work, and they're just not there yet.
For all the work that is being done, you point out, and in fact, you end the piece with this little tidbit, the real estate market in Tampa, St. Pete, booming.
It is hot, especially near the water. And what people do in these areas near the coast, in most areas, they require you, if you build a new property, to at least build 3 feet higher than the property that was there. And in this case, you have rich people just buying middle-class people's homes, destroying them, and sticking a McMansion on the lot.
Daryl Fears at The Washington Post. Daryl, thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.